It's date night.
It's day night. We're recording a
What are we gonna do on date
podcast.
night? Let's go record a
Well, the
podcast.
fact that I feel a little unprepared since I don't really know much about what we're talking about
Just part of
tonight.
my master plan. I like to keep you in the dark as much as I can.
Yeah.
And
What?
we didn't play pickleball this week.
I know. It's because I'm getting ready for a big health fair.
Yeah, but you signed us up for a tournament.
I know that was to make myself play, but I'm gonna play more after this.
Apparently that didn't work.
No.
I'm gonna make myself play by signing us up for a tournament and then not playing. Also,
What?
I looked in the back of your car and I'm a little disappointed.
My bag?
There was no pickleball anything in there.
I cleaned out my car because I was expecting to do stuff.
If you're gonna be married to me, babe, you gotta represent.
First of all, I come home, grab my bag, and then head to the court so that my stuff stays nice.
What are people going to do if there's a pickleball game that just breaks out and you're there with no equipment?
Well, at work, I have equipment at work.
True. I've seen them break out at airports before.
That's fun.
That's all you got?
Well, I was just
Not
thinking
out, like, not outside. On
inside.
the concourses, yeah.
No, when you were saying that, it made me think of that tiny little net that I saw an ad for on Facebook.
We didn't just see an ad.
I felt like I just saw the ad.
Oh, we did, but that's not all we did.
Oh, did we buy it?
We bought it.
I had a feeling when I tagged you.
Yeah, you tag me. I feel like that's a green light.
I feel like it's a green light too.
Well, in that case, I'm gonna have to go back through those tags.
It's usually me tagging you to get me something.
Probably.
So go ahead.
Sneaky Pete.
Not really sneaky. Just being a very helpful wife. Here's what to buy me.
I'm staring at a t-shirt that says, I never question my wife's choices because I'm one of them.
That's a good one.
31 years. 32 in December. We're like at the halfway point here
Halfway point of our life?
of this year.
Oh.
That would be fine with me. I can live to be 110. I'll
I
be
do
playing
not want to
pickleball
live.
stuff. If I'm still playing pickleball, I'm okay.
I do not want to live to 110.
Well, that's probably because when I die, you'll die. You won't be able to live without me.
Oh, is
We'll be
that
one of those couples that miraculously dies within a day of each other.
it? Oh. Are you writing a movie script now?
No. Are you ready to get nasty?
I'm ahead of the game.
That's right. This episode is nasty.
I'm very nervous right now.
I'm glad to hear that.
Okay.
I played against, I think it was Luke Gibson,
Okay. Yes.
who was on our podcast. And that stupid little rascal, Nasty Nelson, to me at the end of a game to win the game.
Oh, I bet he was ecstatic.
And then just a few days ago, Josh Weger did the same thing.
No way.
Yeah. And I just I all I can do is smile and congratulate him because I love the Nasty Nelson.
Well, you're gonna have to describe it to me because I'm sure I've seen it, but I'm not sure if I could describe it.
Okay, well, there was a guy named Nelson, and he used to love, probably still does
I feel
love,
like we should have some theme music.
for Nelson. Like, how about
Once
Pink Panther?
upon a
Like,
time,
ting,
there was this
ting,
guy named Nelson.
yeah. Okay, well, anyway, once upon a time, he used to love to serve. But when he would serve, he would hit the other player, not the guy he was hitting
Oh,
to.
yeah.
Yeah. So if he hit the
That did happen to me.
other player before it bounces,
Yes.
that's a point for your team.
Right. I didn't get out of the way. I just stood there and took
Right, because it's a
it.
fault on you. Joe Clark, who we play with, real good player. I'm going to pick on him because you could hit it soft to him and he was going to hit it back just because his mind was like, I have, like, my job's to hit the ball.
Yeah.
So I nasty Nelson him, I don't even know how many times.
Gotcha.
Probably more than anybody
So
else.
it's on the serve.
Well, it has to be on the serve. I mean, you can hit someone anytime you want, but the nasty Nelson is called the serve, right? It's on
Right.
the serve, yeah.
Okay.
So back up to me learning about this shot, which was in our first year of playing pickleball. And Scott Golden was talking a lot about it online, showing some videos. And I was like, oh, I want to do that.
Really?
Oh,
You did it
yeah.
on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
So you do it on purpose. Like they
Oh,
so like
absolutely.
it's an it really is nasty because
Yes.
you're like strategically being mean.
Yes.
I didn't say that right. Strategically being mean.
I'm leaving it in.
Wow.
Sounded good to me.
That's rotten.
No, it's nasty. That's the point of the nasty Nelson.
Okay. I feel like it when it happened to me, it was an accident. And then because I didn't move, they're like, ah, that's a point for us.
That is not an accident.
Well, it seemed like it at the time.
Maybe.
Hmm.
But I want to say this to all of our, what do we have, 3 listeners? Is that what we determined?
We have like 70 now.
We have some decent listeners. Thank you all for listening, by the way. We're grateful. Here's kind of how I show you, my opponent, that I like you.
Okay.
I try to nasty Nelson you.
That's how you show love.
It is.
Yeah, sarcasm. In this case, in the form of a nasty Nelson.
Sure, there you go. I'm a sarcastic lover. That would be the name of our movie that we were scripting a bit ago. The Sarcastic Lover and How He Died 7 Times. Definitely not based on a real story.
Not true story.
What do they say, based on true events? Not true events. Based on untrue events.
Opposite of true.
All right, so.
I would defend you with my life.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. I guess I would say the same for you.
It's true.
Of course I would. I would take a bullet for you, baby. Yes. Smack him around. All right, so I first started, and Luke was probably one of my first victims. But I know I hit James and Robin and Paul and Cheryl.
You hit my friend Robin?
Do I like her or not?
Yes, but on purpose?
We have just gone over this. I feel like...
I'm having a really hard time with this conversation. So I can't fathom wanting to hurt anybody.
I didn't say I tried to hurt her. I wanted to point. So I whacked her with a pickleball.
Okay. It's not in my DNA to want to nasty Nelson anybody.
Yeah.
If I did, it would be a complete accident for those who play with me in the future. If I nasty Nelson you, it's totally an accident.
And you're totally not paying attention because she doesn't hit it fast enough to get to you in time. You have plenty of time to move.
Hey.
No, I'm just being honest.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
It's not
or
a compliment.
Slam.
It's an absolute straight up truth.
Okay. I'm still not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But
no.
Go ahead.
It is what it is. Your serves are in.
That's true.
Your serves are in. That's a lot of what it's asked of a person on a serve.
I try to get my serves in.
So I start nasty Nelsoning people, all the people I like. If I haven't nasty Nelsoned you yet or even tried, it's probably just because I haven't realized, because I like pretty much everyone I play pickleball with.
Yeah.
But now that means I would have tried like nasty Nelsoning like 1,000 people, which could get you a reputation.
You might have that reputation.
I already have that reputation.
You do.
I love to hit people.
Okay.
Not hurt. That will be my tagline. Hit, not hurt. Maybe that should be the movie. The untold story of hit, not hurt.
Okay. Let's put a pin in that. So, obviously, Nasty Nelson is one of the things that you wanted to cover tonight. Is there?
Yeah. I just thought it'd be. that's it. We're done. It's been 8 minutes. Have a good time. Yes. I thought we would talk about some of the sort of named or special hits in the game.
Okay.
There are a lot, and there are some fancy pants ones, and I'm not going to get into all of those. Like Kyle Yates has a really sweet shot, but we'll talk about this on a different episode. I want to talk about sort of the common ones that most people know. I think most people know what a nasty Nelson is. Or maybe you've heard the term and now are going, oh, that's what it is. Then there's also a very common term around the post, or ATP.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another one of my favorite shots to hit. Have you ever hit one?
I have.
I thought so.
Once.
Yeah. I've hit one on a serve return, which is abnormal, but they served me way out wide. I had a shot at it. And around the post is what it sounds like. Instead of going over the net, you're off to the side of the court with enough room to hit the ball very low, like net and lower height, 1 foot off the ground, 6 inches off the ground, whatever. Over to the opponent's court by going around the outside edge of the post instead of over the net. So it's an ATP. Perfectly legal in tennis, but rarely seen in tennis because in singles in particular, the tennis net's very wide because you've got those extra alleys for the doubles game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's allowed in tennis too, so that's kind of interesting.
I did not know that.
Probably why it's allowed in pickleball.
Probably.
We don't like to claim a lot of tennis stuff, and tennis people don't like to claim a lot of pickleball stuff, but truth is, there's a lot of similarities in the game, especially in the rules. So,
yep.
Anyway, that's an ATP, and I love ATPs. I actually used to hit them much better backhanded. I have figured out how to hit them better forehanded, and I'm really now enjoying it because I'm getting a lot better shots in. So,
nice.
Yeah. The day we played Josh Weger, he was on my team. He had just missed one on the left backhand. And then maybe three plays later, I made one on the right. He's like, yeah, that's how you do it. I think that's why he decided to nasty Nelson me later in the game.
Probably.
Because I don't teach Josh much in pickleball anymore.
No, he's great.
I used to, but he is so stinking good now.
And fun to play with.
He is a great guy. I love him to death. Love him like a brother. So, ATP.
Yep, ATP or around the post.
Yep, nasty Nelson.
Nasty Nelson.
Now, nasty's the only one I'm going to talk about that kind of happens from the back end of the court, from behind the baseline, because it's on the serve. ATP typically happens closer to the net, although it doesn't have to. But let's get up even closer to the net and talk about an Ernie.
Okay.
And a Bert.
A Bert and an Ernie, like yeah. Sesame Street.
We're going to take the Sesame Street tour.
Okay.
And Ernie is named after a guy named Ernie.
Really?
E-R-N-E.
Okay.
It's not with an I, like a lot of people want to spell it, like Bert and Ernie on.
E-R-N-E.
Yep.
Interesting.
In fact, I think there's even a pickleball machine named the Ernie Pickleball Machine, named after this guy. He made popular a shot where he is outside of the non-volley zone or the kitchen area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he hits the ball. But because he's outside of the court completely, not just behind the kitchen line, but actually off the court, off the side of the court, outside the sidelines, Ernie Perry, that's his full name, would be able to get a lot closer to the net as long as he stayed outside that line, and then he could whack the ball. Now we've got a lot more athleticism in today's sport, and now people are jumping over the kitchen to the outside and hitting it in the air.
I've seen them do that.
Yeah.
They jump diagonal.
Yeah, but that's still an Ernie. So essentially your shot, you're either already outside or you land outside mm-hmm. the court on the sideline side of the court. Couple important things, and this is important for the ATP as well. You cannot cross the imaginary line and the line of the net extended out and literally all the way around the world.
Right.
So thinking about your net's 22 feet wide, but the line between those 22 feet keeps going in each direction. So I can't cross that line at all unless it's after I've hit the ball or to follow the ball across that line to be able to hit it.
Okay.
Well, sometimes with wind and backspin,
mm-hmm.
the ball can come backwards toward the team that just hit it.
Right.
Which pulls it back across that line that had just gone over to your side.
Right.
So you're allowed to follow the ball back to hit it.
Okay.
So if someone hits a weird shot with a lot of spin and it curves and it's windy and it starts to curve back, I can follow it around on the ATP side or on the Ernie side. That's the only time I can cross that line.
Wow.
I still can't touch their side of the court at all.
Okay.
Now, their court is inside the lines, right? It's the lines and inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be on their half of the whole entire playing area with all the outside extra space. Never can touch their court.
Okay.
And I could never touch the net or the post.
Okay.
So any of those things would be a fault.
I've seen one in tournaments on yeah, that we have watched on TV, but I don't know if I've ever seen one live.
An Ernie? Trent Palmer is very good at them. He loves to do them. He probably does more than anyone else that I play with. Very good at it.
Hmm.
Josh Weger started to do it more often, and he's pretty darn good at it too. I've definitely seen Luke do some as well. I go for it every once in a while, but I'm much more rare to go for it than they are, and I'm much slower than all three of those guys are. So,
well, you put yourself at a disadvantage.
You do. Why?
Because you leave that whole section of court open if you're over off of the side.
Yeah.
Unless your partner is really, really good at singles.
Yeah. Now, the good news is a good player that you're playing against won't hit it straight back across the net where you can whack it, right?
Right.
But that does take away that part of the court. So your mm-hmm. partner doesn't have to cover all the court, just a little bit more of the court than normal.
Right.
But then you also got to get back
exactly.
and be in position to hit the next ball. So yep.
a lot of energy expended.
Oh, I think I saw Joe Drown hit one the other day.
Oh, fun.
Which shocked me because I don't think I've seen him hit one in a long time.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember now if he got it over or hit
were
the,
we
or
Shady
hit the
side?
Net. We were Shady side.
I think I remember the cheers.
I feel like he actually hit it into the net, but I don't want to give him any, do a disservice here. He might have made it, and now I can't remember.
I think he made it because
I was just surprised because Joe doesn't normally do that shot, and it was athletic, good move, jumped over the line and the sideline. Anyway, so that's an Ernie.
Okay.
So what do you think a Bert is? Because it is related to the Ernie.
My guess would be it still has to do with hitting it over the net, maybe in the kitchen area.
We hit all of them over the net, unless it's an ATP.
Thank you very much. I meant like if you're already.
You mean from outside the court?
I don't know. I was just thinking, we had a question from a new player that they were saying something about if the ball bounced in your kitchen, but there was a backspin on it, so it went back over the net.
Which I was just describing.
Which you were just describing, but you were thinking more of it bouncing back toward your,
correct,
your competitors.
On the ATP outside. Side, yeah, yep. but both happen. In fact, it happens much more the way you're describing it.
And I feel like you were saying, yes, you can hit it, but I don't recall all the details of that conversation. And so if that would be my guess, I would guess that's a
bird. You have to follow the ball over the net. You cannot precede it. That's what I'm saying. When I say right. follow the ball, it has to go over the net first before you can cross the, right. that net line. That is not an Ernie. I mean, excuse me, that's not a bird.
Okay.
A bird is an Ernie. Done from the other side of the court by the player who had to go all the way across the court. So if I'm playing on the left side,
yep,
and you're playing on the right, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be on the left side. That's where I'm gonna Ernie from. But if I run in front of you all the way across the court and I hit an Ernie from the other side, that's a called Bert? A
Bert. Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Much more rare, but way unexpected.
Yeah. You have to really talk to your partner because you need to tell them, go the other way, yeah. go the other way.
Which you've done. Or maybe they're
you
back.
You told me, run.
Or maybe they're back, or maybe you're covering the court because they had to get a ball, whatever.
Right. A lob or something.
Yeah. It's effective, but if you, to your point, if you don't communicate well and you screw it up, I mean, you've just left 3/4 of the court wide open.
And you're exhausted.
I don't know about that. It's like 20 feet
I'm picturing
total.
A really high-energy game at this point.
Okay. So you're picturing high energy athletes?
Or just high energy activity, yeah. I mean, we can all try.
Yeah, we can. So that's a Bert.
So Nasty Nelson,
yep.
ATP,
yep.
and Ernie,
yep.
E-R-N-E.
Yeah, Ernie
and
Perry.
A Bert.
Correct. It feels more natural to say Bert and Ernie, doesn't it?
It does, I want to.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Who cares? I don't know that there's any rules in what order we name these things.
Okay.
4 wonderfully fun shots to hit.
Yeah. Well, what about what I was saying before? So you
That's
do
just a good hit.
It's just a good hit.
Yep. Now,
what if you don't touch it and it goes back over? They hit it and has a nasty backspin on
yep.
it, lands in the kitchen, yep. bounces back over somehow.
Yep.
Wind probably aided that.
Yep.
Whose point is it?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If what you're asking is who wins the rally?
Yes.
Because you don't score a point unless you're
That's
serving
true.
In traditional scoring.
Who wins
scoring.
The rally?
Okay. Using all the logic that you have, a ton. Don't get. I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just saying, using all the logic you have about a game,
right.
any sport, and especially pickleball, who do you think is going to win that rally?
The person that hit the ball because the other team didn't touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right.
That's why I just wanted confirmation.
Yep. You got it. Yeah. And I think that's true about a lot of pickleball. If I could just think through it.
Mm-hmm.
How could you hit such a great shot?
Right.
It comes back to your side and they never touch it and go, it's our point. Like, no, it's yours. You've won it. Right.
Okay.
They can't say it's theirs. And a lot of pickleball, a lot of the rules are that way. If you just think about it logically, well, this doesn't make any sense. Or this makes sense. It's probably that rule.
Right.
Yeah. For instance, people say all the time, well, if I have to be standing outside the kitchen when I hit the ball, what if I jump up in the air and hit it and then I land in the kitchen? Well, that's a fault. And you know it is because the momentum rule.
Mm-hmm.
But logically, it makes sense. Otherwise, you could just jump on every shot and spike every ball.
Right.
And just land in the kitchen.
Right.
Well, that's not how the game was designed. So logically, it makes sense that you'd have to stay behind the kitchen line.
Logically.
Yeah, not everything's logical. So I was playing today with my boy Eddie Spencer.
Yes.
Love playing with Eddie. One of my favorite guys to play with. And normally I don't get to play with him very long because I get there earlier than he does. And I'm usually pretty wiped by the time he gets there. But today I got there later. So we're playing against Greg Anderson. And I do not know the name of his partner. So sorry if you're listening, partner of Greg Anderson today. Mm. And I was just in a squirrely mood. No surprise.
Not surprised.
No. So instead of serving underhand, I tossed the ball up and served it overhand.
What?
Well, it's illegal.
Right.
But Greg and his partner can't call it. Now, that's not logical, is it?
No.
He just looked at me and he was like, are you taking that? Are you calling that? I just wanted to say, I was just having fun. Let's do it over. But I was like, no, I'll call it. That's fair. Your serve, Eddie. So I give it to Eddie. Serve, second serve. But I was just having fun screwing around.
Oh, dear.
I like to do that every once in a while to remind people how stupid some of pickleball is.
Really?
Yeah.
But if they don't understand that's what you're doing, then I don't know if your point has been made.
I don't think Greg thought I wanted to keep that play.
He was just
also
being kind.
Also, he hit it back into me, and I just caught it. So either way, he was going to win the rally, even if we didn't call my serve bad.
Sure. He's such a nice guy.
He's a good guy. His wife played today, Julia.
Oh, good.
And she's been out for a while because she hurt her elbow. Yeah. I think she tripped and fell on it.
She fell hard.
Right?
Yeah. Over her dog.
Yeah. Stupid dogs.
Oh, it wasn't intentional. The dog was.
Oh, the dog didn't like run over and be like, I'm going to drip Julia right
Right.
Now.
It was chasing something.
Dogs aren't stupid. They just love us too much and they're under our feet all the time. That's mm-hmm. the problem with dogs.
Oh, dear. You're going to get all nasty comments on our Facebook.
That's
now.
Why I just said dogs aren't stupid. They love us. Both good things, people.
Just know he's a little stung because he tripped over our dog today.
Correct.
So. He's just a little.
But thankfully, I did not land on my elbow.
No, you were just grumpy.
I wanted to kick her through the room, but I can't do that. It's not nice.
It's not nice, and you'd have the wrath of the family, so don't
I
do that.
I do love our dog.
She is sweet.
I'm talking about Julia because she's only been able to play one or two games, and she's only played a couple times in the last month or so. And she was able to go like five or six games today.
Yay!
So she knows she's improving, and that's really good, and she loves the game.
Good.
And she and I played very well together. Oh, I must say this.
Okay.
I played with Jeanette today.
Okay.
And we go way back.
Jeanette was out for an injury too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We go way back. I love Jeanette very much. I did pick on her at one point. I'll share with that in a second. But I say this with her a lot because I always think it's fun to say, like, hey, how's my silver medalist partner? We won silver in, I think it was 3-5, like 4 or 5 years ago. And we lost to James and Robin.
Okay.
I think we beat them in the round robin and they beat us in the gold medal.
Okay.
I can't remember. Maybe they beat us both times. Mm. Whatever. Rob and James, feel free to correct me on that or confirm it. But they obviously we got the silver and they got the gold. That would be the game that mattered either way. So Jeanette and I were together today and I was a little frustrated. I think we were down 7-2 to a good team, Luke and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Luke Gibson and my boy Weavy, I love Steve. He's a great guy. And so anyway, I'm standing just barely on my sort of side. I hate the sides idea. But if you think about the center line for where people serve, I'm just barely to the left of it and she's to the right of it. And there's a ball coming right down the middle. So I just put my pal out to get ready to hit it. And she runs around behind me to hit it with her forehand. And I was like, what are you doing? Because it threw me off. Mm-hmm. And then I felt really bad because she doesn't deserve that. And she's a great player and a lot of fun. And we were down 7-2. Next thing you know, we're down 9-2.
Oh,
like,
no.
Dang it. But I'm like, Jeanette, I believe in us. Like, we can do this. And she was like, well, we were all screwing around a bit, having a lot of fun. Hmm. And she was like, come on, let's play serious. And I was like, okay, let's do this. We beat Luke and
what?
Steve 11-9.
Way to
oh,
go.
Oh, hold on. It might have been, it was 12-10. I think they had game point at one point. I think we beat them 12-10, but it might have been 11-9. But
wow.
Oh, it was awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome. Jeanette played fantastic. We
love
had a
it.
Really good game. And we beat Luke and my boy Weavy.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. This pickleball game is crazy, isn't it?
Are there any other like things I need to know? Like any strange terminology that you want to cover before we end this podcast? I don't want to look dumb.
You don't look dumb, honey. Those aren't things that... Those are much
no,
more
but
rare.
As a new player, you can easily get distracted thinking, was that legal? And then and so it can throw you.
I think maybe one shot, and we might see it, the rule change next year. We'll see, or the year after. But they changed this year's rule on a carry. So if the ball looks like it's being carried on your paddle, right?
Yes,
kind of like you're catching it.
Which is weird for me as a volleyball player. Yes.
It's illegal.
Yes.
But they just made that rule this year.
Okay.
They used to have the rule as to where we had to judge whether or not it was intentionally carrying it or not. Mm. Like you caught the ball on your paddle and you threw it back over, so to speak.
Right.
I think what they might do is go to a rule where if it looks like it's been hit on the paddle more than one time.
Like it feels like a double hit.
Even that will be illegal.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I just think that's a tough one to really judge. At full speed, I
He'd have
mean,
to be on the honor system for that.
but the biggest problem with the rule book in my mind, and I mean the rule book in general, not a specific rule, is that there's so many rules where it's like if you don't have a referee, then you can't make that call. Well, then that doesn't make it a pickleball rule to the 97% of people that never play with a referee.
Right.
So what is it?
Well, I mean, like other sports have rules like that. Like in martial
Really?
art, yes, in martial arts, obviously, if you are practicing a specific skill, you're going to do it while you're practicing. But in competition, because we don't want to kill anybody, you can't do that move.
That's vice versa of what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, like, there are times when you're in a competition, like a tournament, and you're going to have specific rules that wouldn't be normal in everyday play. I mean, I'm just saying other sports do that.
I can't call a carry on you, but a referee can.
Right.
So does that make a carry legal or not legal? That's the question I'm asking.
What I'm
So
saying
why
is,
I'm simply saying why should it be legal? Because there's no referee.
no,
That makes any
I
sense.
hear your point, but my point is
We're gonna fight about
obvious.
this chick.
I don't think we have to because I think we're basically on the same page. But my point is, if you're in everyday play, if it's not legal, then you're on an honor system. So you're playing with people that are going to
Of
be
course.
ethical, just like line judging and all of that. You can't, I mean, there are times when you know the ball was possibly in, but you might have set out, and you have to play with your own conscience. Wow, I can't say that word.
Conscience.
Conscience, what
Yeah.
the? It just didn't
I
come
got you,
out.
baby.
It was like stuck. My
Conscience.
tongue got stuck. I don't know. Anyway, so
It's a weird word because it's conscience, which is like against science.
right.
Right.
So you have to be on your, you have to be honorable and say the right thing. Whereas in a competition that has referees, that burden is kind of lifted off of you because there are people watching. You have your line judges and you have your referees.
Yeah, I concur. Actually, I think the con prefix, if it's Latin, I got to go backwards because I had to think about this for a second. Actually means with.
I was gonna say, in Spanish, con means with, but yeah.
Well, contra
Yeah.
is against. So con min has a lot of negative connotation, but I forgot that the Latin does mean
With.
with or together.
Yeah, like the cup company Contigo.
Contigo with Tico.
It means
They
cup
should
with
call
me.
their company Contaco. I would have bought a lot more from
It
them if it
means
was
with me,
Contaco.
with me. Yeah. Or with you, basically, with you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the other definition of it means on the negative side or in opposition. I just looked it up on Merriam-Webster.
Well, there you go, people. Just in case you were confused. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I have definitely learned some things tonight, and I think I will be more watchful of the nasty
Are
Nelson.
you going to try and hit a bird this next week?
Probably not.
It's
I have a big
a
health
lot of
fair coming
movement.
up in a week, and so
I keep you healthy for the health fair.
yeah.
Hey, plug it. Real quick, plug it.
Oh, well,
This comes out
it
on
is. It
Wednesday,
does come
so
out on Wednesday. Okay,
yeah.
yeah. So there is a free health fair.
Free.
It is free to attend, and there's activities and fun events for the whole family.
Bouncy house?
Not a bouncy house, but you do have our open play, which is in our trampoline room.
Pickleball.
There
Wait,
is
wait, wait. Sorry. Open play is not pickleball in the trampoline room, right?
no pickleball in
That
the
sounds like
trampoline
fun.
room. We haven't implemented that yet. Maybe some dodgeball, I don't know. But there are some pickleball demos. Luke will be out there where you can go play.
Luke Gibson?
Yep, he'll
All
be
right, go
just
play with Luke.
inviting people to come out and play and try it for the first time. So there's gonna be a lot of fun activities, not just with pickleball, but your
Where? Where
health in
is this
general.
event?
It's going to be at Community Sports and Wellness on June 14th, which is Friday
That's in Pendleton.
in
Let's be crystal
Pendleton.
clear for maybe
Yep.
people that don't know.
You can go to our website, which is www.communitysw.com/healthfair. It'll be actually health-fair, and you can learn more, or you can just go to the website and click the button. And it's also on Saturday, June 15th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there's so much. I wish I could tell you all the details, but there's some fantastic things that are going to be free. There's going to be some things that cost. You can go get your CPR certification for only $42 on Saturday, and that will require you to register ahead. And that link is also on the website. There's going to be a blood drive on Saturday from 9 to 1. We're hoping to get 15 units of blood out of that blood drive. So please come help our community.
How much are you trying to get? 15.
15 units.
Only units. That doesn't seem like very much. Is it a unit per person?
Yeah.
So you need 15 people to donate blood.
That has usable blood. Yep.
Sure.
So if they're on a specific medication or they try and it doesn't.
Meth heads may not come in and give out their blood.
Well,
That's
they
what I'm
don't.
hearing from you.
I
I know
would.
you're trying to be nice. I'm just saying that's what you're saying, right?
I
If we
wasn't
test the
going to
blood
go
and there's
there.
crack
I
in
was
there.
thinking, no, just sometimes people have an iron count
Or
that's
a
too
blood
low.
thinner, maybe throw on a
Or,
blood
yeah,
thinner or
throwing a
something
blood
like that.
thinner or
Sure.
their iron count is too low and it's not usable or something like that. I'm
What
not a
if
blood
their stud
expert.
count is very high?
Have not heard that as an issue.
Okay, good. I'll go ahead and donate then.
Wow. Okay. I'm just looking around the room. I don't know why. I was thinking somebody heard you say that. Anyway, we're putting this on the web.
Thousands of people are going to hear me say it. Maybe millions.
Unless you cut it out. Here, let me clap.
No, we're not cutting it out. All right. Well, thank you everybody for liking and subscribing and listening
And sharing.
and sharing. Good call. We haven't said that one before. Hey, on behalf of me, Kevin Huff, and the lovely Sky, sweet love Huff, cheers, everybody. If you're still listening for the bonus material, I got nasty Nelsoned today by my friend Sean Dimsevich. Darn you, Sean.